on Around SA with Inga, I'm delighted to have Sam Telfer, the Member for Flinders and Auck, also the Shadow Minister for Local Government, Regional Planning and Regional Population Growth, on the show with us. Sam, how are you?
Very well, Inga. Good to talk.
Yeah, it's been a while. Goodness me, you must have been super busy over the past few months.
Oh, the life of an MP is a diverse one, but yeah, trying to be all around the electorate the best I can, but also in Parliament and doing the important work of representing my community.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, something that's come up which, you know, people might go, oh, this is a bit of a mundane subject, but I actually don't think it is. There's been a big topic of conversation around jetties. Can you tell us what's happened and why this has come about?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been something which has been, you know, bubbling along for a little while in coastal communities in particular. You know, we've got some 70-odd jetties dotted around the coastline, and as the member for Flinders, I've got 19 in my electorate, and I know that each of these communities that have their jetties value them so much. You know, they're a focal point for tourism, they're a focal point for local communities, and because a lot of these are ageing pieces of infrastructure, you know, a lot of them are over 100 years old, they're getting to a point where we need a major investment back into it. So I've been one which has been advocating for the state government to be actively involved, and it's coincidental enough, it's front of mind for me because the Tumby Bay jetty, which is the one closest to where I live, is actually temporarily closed at the moment because of storm damage and long-term degradation. So you know, I've been working with the community to try and make sure that, firstly, that case is well understood by government, and I've put a petition out with the community to ask for funding for the Tumby Bay jetty, but also in the context of the long-term future of jetties all around our state.
Yeah, I was going to say, the poor Tumby Bay jetty, of course, last month had been closed, but also Rapid Bay closed in January, and there are a heap of others dotted around that are, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, believed being looked into. Port Germain, Edithburg, Kingston Southeast, all being looked into for repairs.
Yeah, so those are the five which, under the previous government, a lot of work was done working with local communities and councils about trying to work out a process, a strategic plan, I guess, if you like, around what the future of jetties look like. And part of that was the department looking at those five jetties, Kingston Southeast, Rapid Bay, Edithburg, Port Germain and Tumby Bay, as five of the ones which probably are the biggest risk, and that's been borne out by the damage and closure to those ones you mentioned, but also the ones that have got a significant, you know, tourism and community value. And if there's a process which is followed properly and a budget line which is allocated, then you can follow that pattern throughout the rest of the state. We just need to get those steps right, and we need the state government to fully recognise that they've got a significant responsibility when it comes to the long-term future of our jetties.
Now, something about jetties that I wasn't aware of until recently is that they are state-owned, but they're leased to the councils. Is that right?
Yeah, so all the jetties around the state, bar one or two outliers, are all actually owned by the state government. And in the 1990s, a process was gone through by the state government at the time to put a lease arrangement in place with councils, especially on those jetties that didn't have a direct commercial value. So they weren't being used by fishers or the like. They're ones which are community-based infrastructure pieces. So around half of them, around 35, were actually leased to councils, which meant that councils were responsible for, you know, the ongoing maintenance, making sure that the deck's good, the rails are good, and the bit that you can see, basically, when it comes to the users of the jetty. But you know, what we're talking about now is some of the long-term structures, you know, the piles that go into the sand to hold the jetties up, the main girders which make the construction of the jetty. These are parts which I don't think that the small regional councils in particular should be responsible for. It really does need the state government to be putting funding in, and also the long-term arrangements. A lot of these leases will soon be expiring, and we need to make sure that there's a plan for the long term from the state government.
Let's find out what happens once those leases are up next, as we continue chatting to Sam Telfer, the Member for Flinders and Shadow Minister for Local Government, Regional Planning and Regional Population Growth, here on Around SA. You're on Around SA with Inga as we continue chatting to Sam Telfer, the Shadow Minister for Local Government, Regional Planning and Regional Population Growth. We're talking jetties and we've just found out that jetties are owned by the state government but leased to councils. Yeah, well, what happens once the leases do expire? Does that mean that the state government is then fully responsible?
This is a question that I'm asking the minister, because there isn't any certainty in local communities. And you can imagine that there's a lot of fear and uncertainty amongst local communities, especially, you know, some of the ones that I represent that are small regional communities say, well, what's going to happen if the state government say, well, we don't think this is important? Because my communities are saying our jetties are important. And that's why I'm standing up and making sure it's front of mind. We know that it's not just locals that use jetties around the coastline. People come from a long way away, and especially in South Australia, you know, there's plenty of tourists from intrastate and interstate that use our jetties. And with the Tumby Bay one closed at the moment, it's certainly front of mind, because those tourists are asking, when's the jetty going to be reopened? How can we do the activities which we enjoy, like fishing and swimming and diving, if a jetty isn't in place?
Yeah, absolutely. The economic benefit is massive. But something that we haven't discussed is, what are we looking at? Let's just focus on this Tumby Bay jetty in regards to price of fixing the jetty, because it is a lot of money. It's not something we can just get the local men's shed in to do. It's something that's going to be a significant amount of work, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So whether it's a refurb or a rebuild or a complete new build, we're talking in the millions of dollars for each jetty. So it's not something which, as you said, well-intentioned community members can try and do bake sales for, or, you know, do fundraisers for. Those sort of things are great for the bits which I mentioned before, like diving platforms or redoing the rail on the jetty. But these are projects which will be in the millions of dollars. So that's why it really does need the state government to be at the leading edge of this. You know, local councils and communities have been spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in the last few years on their jetties to do the, you know, quite significant ongoing maintenance of the deck and other bits and pieces. But we're talking in the millions of dollars, and I don't think that small communities should have to bear that whole weight of something which is a state asset, which is enjoyed by people from not just the areas that the jetties are in.
Yeah, look, and I just wanted to clarify, because I know some people will be asking the same question that I asked one of your media team, and I said, you know, well, what's the cost of fixing it compared to the cost of knocking it down and just building a new one? But that's also a massive difference, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it's going to be a case-by-case scenario with each jetty. There's some that will be okay with a smaller price tag and a smaller short-term maintenance fix, but then there's others which the conversation needs to be had in each community. What's going to be the best thing for your community for the long term? And that's why it really is something which is nuanced for each of the 70 jetties around the coastline, and for me, the 19 that we've got within the electorate of Flinders.
Well, I was going to say, it would be very, very sad to see jetties disappear. And I think when you look at it that way and you think, oh my gosh, this is something we've taken for granted for such a long time, this is a big issue. We need to get this sorted. This affects all of us in one way or another, whether we use it every day or whether it's something we do when we're travelling. I think it's something important. When are we likely to hear a response on this?
Well, I asked the Minister in Parliament a few weeks ago, what is the timeline on the department's work? And he assured me it was within months. So he's saying that it'll be something which we'll have a bit more certainty around relatively soon. I just hope that there's the recognition of the state's responsibility, and that's reflected in a budget allocation. You can put whatever plans you like in. You can do whatever consultation in. But in the end, we're going to have to be investing significant funds as a state and making sure that solutions are going to be appropriate, not just for the short and medium term, but for the long term. As you said, these are things which are going to be in our community for a long time, and generations, as have already appreciated it, generations in the future will continue to appreciate it. And let's get it done. That's what I'm calling on the state government to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for your time, Sam. Always appreciated.
Yes, absolutely, Inga, any time.
A man who's very generous with his time, Sam Telfer, our Member for Flinders and Shadow Minister for Local Government, Regional Planning and Regional Population Growth here on Around SA.